This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The nation pays homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 154th birth anniversary today. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarv Dharm Prarthana Sabha was organized at Bapu Samadhi at Rajghat in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Meenakshi Lekhi and Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge were among those who offered floral tributes. Various programs are being organized on the occasion of birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi in his home state, Gujarat. All religion prayers are being organized at the Sabarmati Ashram in Ahmedabad and Kirti Mandir in Porbandar, the birthplace of the father of the nation. President and Vice President paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, "Mahatma Gandhi's ideals of truth and non-violence paved a new way for the world." She said Mahatma Gandhi not only fought for non-violence throughout his life, but he also took up the cause of cleanliness, women empowerment, self-reliance and farmers' rights and fought against untouchability, social discrimination and illiteracy. In his message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "Mahatma Gandhi's principles of truth and non-violence were the guiding light in India's struggle for independence against colonial rule." He said Bapu's relentless pursuit of freedom and equality remains a beacon not just for India but for the global community. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Mahatma Gandhi's timeless teachings continue to illuminate our path. He said Gandhi's impact is global, motivating the entire humankind to further the spirit of unity and compassion. Mr. Modi hoped that his thoughts enable every youngster to be the agent of change he dreamt of, fostering unity and harmony all over. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today to lay foundation stone and dedicate to nation multiple development initiatives worth over 26,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will visit Chittorgarh and dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth about 7,000 crore rupees. Later, Prime Minister Modi will visit Gwalior in Madhya Pradesh today to lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development initiatives worth around 19,260 crore rupees. He will dedicate to the nation the Delhi-Vadodara Expressway, which has been developed at a cost of about 11,895 crore rupees. A special campaign 3.0 will begin today with a focus on Swachhata and reducing pendency in government offices with a saturation approach. The campaign coincides with the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi. It will continue till 31st of this month. The campaign is a sequel of the special campaigns conducted in the last 2 years. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested 4 accused in ongoing investigation of cases related to violence in Manipur. It had registered 2 cases in August this year on the request of the state government. The agency took over the investigation of these cases earlier, registered by Manipur police on the complaints of parents of minor victims at police station Lamphel. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh announced that 4 accused have been arrested in connection to the brutal killing of 2 innocent students in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Bharatiya Janata Party's Central Election Committee, CEC, to finalize its candidates for the forthcoming assembly elections in Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. According to party sources, the primary focus of the discussion revolved around constituencies where the party's presence is relatively weaker in Rajasthan. There were deliberations on the possibility of fielding several members of parliament and ministers in the Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh assembly elections. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that India has set a target to become world's number one automobile manufacturing hub in the next 3 to 4 years. Mr. Gadkari said this while interacting with the Indian diaspora in Prague, Czech Republic yesterday. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. The weather office has also predicted heavy rainfall over Kerala. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 3 days. On day 9 of the Asian Games 2023 at Hangzhou, India's Kabaddi campaign will kick off today with the women's team facing Chinese Taipei in its first group game. And that is the end of this news bulletin.